We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines on top of Kuf Beis Amud Beis. First word of word is Tarti. We have a Kasha Stira. Rami Dar Abana Dar Abana, Rami Dar Abshim and Adar Abshim. We had before in Amud Aleph a Stira, a Machlekes rather, the Rabbana Rab Shimon. What was the Machlekes? We had a cave that was too close together. Rab Shimon says that, which is Rab Shimon, Yehuda Abshim, Rab Shimon, which is one of the rites that Tanakam was not Rab Shimon, wasn't Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon, but it's for another time. Upon him, the Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon says, Royans am tsoyim kilu einam, that the middle is kilu, it's not here. They say, there's new svari, look, it's not here, it's not too close together, look at the middle, it's not here. And the Tanakam says, no, you don't say Royan. When I have a kasha here, where it's the opposite, where Rav Shimon does not say Royan, and the Tanakam does say Royan. That's a bit of kasha. Because why we have a kasha like this? It says, the Tanakam learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Kalayim, we had this a bunch of times already. The law is that if you want to plant next to a vine, you could just go away six tochim, that's enough. But once it gets a shame of a vineyard, you have to be marchik four amas from a vineyard. That's number one. Number two is you can't plant in a vineyard no matter where you plant. You can't plant in a vineyard. That's the law. What makes something a vineyard? What makes something a vineyard is you have to have at least five vines. Usually they say two rows of three each, because this way you should have five. And they have to be within four amas of each other. They're closer than four amas, they're within. They have to be at least four amas separated from each other. They avoid this kerem. If they're closer than four amas, they're not going to grow well. So you have kerem and two apachas by amas. You have a kerem, you have three rows of vines. But one of the vines, the middle vine, it's like they're all within six amas. So they're too close together. All three within six amas. Rav Shimon in a kerem. It's not a kerem. Chom Oivrim, Arezi a kerem. Royan Zetzayim Kilenim. You make believe the middle guy is not here, and then they're one and four amas apart. It's beautiful. So what is the Tanakh, what is the Chom hold of here? You say Royan. Rav Shimon does not say Royan. So it's a kasha. Kasha, the Rabbanon, another Rabbanon, kasha, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon. Rabbanon say before, by mace, you do not say Royan. And here he says Royan. Rav Shimon says before, you say Royan. Here you don't say Royan. So it's a stira. Zakti Gemara, the Rav Shimon, Shimon like kasha. Because Hossam, like not the inner adai to liyakar. He holds, when someone plants a vine, he plans on leaving it there. And therefore, it's not comfortable to have three vines together because they're gonna hurt each other. And therefore, it's here to stay. It's a problem. It's not called a vineyard. Because it's not called a karam. Because the mice is too close together. But by a mace, Hossam, Zim the Mishramli ben Hashmosh, so Mikri Manchle. It's very possible this is a basic forest. Why is it so close together? This mace was not supposed to be here. It was Ben Hashmash, they had to bury him quickly. They just put him there. They planned on moving him. Now, why didn't they move him? They forgot. But they planned on moving him. Since they planned on moving him, therefore, it's maybe still a basic virus. Why took us together? It was a mistake. Someone landed up over here. That's the chalik there. They're born. Now, I'm kasha. Hacha, kimun the mimvel loy mikri kever. And the way the Rashbam's girsa is a different girsa completely. A diet to litloy. Basically, the way the Maram explains that the Gemara's time is that by a mace, you don't bury three people together ever, bekvius. And therefore, all three were by Kroy, it must have been. It's not a basic forest. Because you never put three people together, so close together. Hossam, by the Kerem, he says, there are people planted together, close together. And they say like this, if the Kerem, one of them will work out, good. The other one I'll use for firewood, and I'll take that down. It's fine. I don't have to have everything being perfect. But Mashenge by Mason, you don't do anything, you don't make any Mason close to the other one. Adkan Perak Amoicha is a Paris, Hardun Allah Amoicha Paris, Belin Ede. And we're starting the new Perak Base Core. Base Core is a continuation, really, of what we learned, really, in the Amoicha Sabayis. What is included in the sale? And when you say something, what you mean? So, Aimelech Averoi, Base Core offer on Imaychalach. He didn't stop saying Base Core, he said Base Core offer. When you said offer, what you mean is it has to be a place Royul Azriya for planting. Because it could be I'm selling you a Base Core to build a house or to spread out Paris there. You don't have to have offer Royul Azriya. But since he said the word offer, it means Royul Azriya. He means it's, he brought it there, the reason why he means it has to be Royul Azriya. So he said that, Aimelech Averoi, Base Core offer on Imaychalach. He says, I want to sell you a Base Core offer. So then, it has to be Royul Azriya. So therefore, Hoyusham, which means it has to be able to be plantable. Base core, what's a base core? It's the size of something that's 30 saw. How much is 2 saw? 2 saw is 100 by 50 amas, which is a square footage of 5,000 amas. Now, if it's 2 saw is 5,000 square amas, right? And this is 30 saw, basically 30 saw. So who could figure out how many square amas is a base core? So I'll save over the time, it's 75,000. 75,000, because it's very easy. You can do 5,000 times 15. So without taking off the shoes and socks, you should be able to get it 75,000. 5 times 15, yeah. 75,000 square amas is the size, yeah, square amas. And oh, how to do that right into how many amas if you make it a thing, that you gotta use a calculator for already. Or use an art school. I'm not sure if they say.
Give me the but, numbers, I'll put it in the
no,
chat.
No, 75 amas squared. 75,000 square amas. Just 75,000.
Wait, you say 75,000 what?
Yeah. 15, no, yeah. That, no, se, weiter.
No.
Is that 75,000 square feet? Yeah, square feet. Yeah, square feet. Square amas. Yeah. So, yeah. So, let's do a thing more. Because at 75,000 square amas, that's a bigger base square. So, I'm telling you, you have to have that shatach, the size of that shatach, which means 30 saw, just for our argument's sake, we're learning the sugar, we have to learn it like that. It's 30 saw. So, 30 saw has to be 30 saw of plantable space. Now, there was some cracks in the ground 10 tefachim deep, or rocks 10 tefachim high, they can't be counted. Because since they're a chashav makam, like Rashi is at least 4 tefachim wide, and they're 10 tefachim deep, the chashav makam, and they're not royal Azriya, so you can't count it. You have to give them, it doesn't count. You have to give them other parts.
Make it up.
Yeah, you give a bigger piece of property. And we'll see if it's royal Azriya or not. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about it a little more of detail. Pachis mekan, if it's less than 10 tefachim deep, nimdodamima, it's counted with the land. We'll see why. This is all we said, base kur afar ni maichalach. Vim amala kib base kur afar, around approximately base kur afar, then a filo sham nekama mukam vesim asar tvachim, a islam gvayim vesim asar tvachim. Even if you have cracks or rocks higher than asar tvachim or deeper than asar tvachim, hare elum dadam ima. You could be counted with it. Now, could you have 50% of property rocks? We'll see in the Gemara what the shear is. There's a limit to this. It's not an unlimited amount of rocks. We'll see in the Gemara, Meitz Hashem, what the shear is. I don't know if they haven't saw that yet, but yeah, we'll see in the Gemara, Meitz Hashem, the shear. But Adkan, we learned our Mishnah, and Meitz Hashem, and next year we'll start from Tanan Hasam in the Gemara.